Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 451, 451, 451. And if you'd like to have a copy of it after you hear it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They are free, including postage and handling. We have some strong Bible scriptures for you. We've got a strong message for you. We've got some strong music for you and testimonies. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him, Father, to ask You, Father, to anoint this program. Lord, we know that You fill up every space in the universe. So we don't have to yell and scream or huff and puff to get Your attention. You hear everything we say. You know every thought and intent of our minds and our hearts, our spirits, our souls. You know everything about us. And Lord, You know that we're living and breathing to win souls, to magnify Your name, to turn everyone in the world onto You, that Your kingdom may be firmly established in this world. So I know that when You take over this program, that souls are going to be saved because You are God, the Spirit. And I know that the church will be strengthened. And I thank and praise You for it, Lord, and give You all the glory in Jesus' name. But I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, we've invited Fag Sprengren to be on our program today. He's in the kingdom of heaven now, but his spirit is still with us, amen?
Amen.
As he sings Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
From the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and they took a trip to the land of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, he took a lot of gold and he made an idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. And he told everybody, when you hear the music of the cornet and the flute and the harp, you must fall down and worship the idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the children of Israel would not bow down. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego couldn't fool them with a golden idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I said you couldn't fool them with a golden idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Put the children in the fiery furnace. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. He brought the coals and the red hot brimstone. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. 7 times hotter than it ought to be. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Word up to soldiers what the king had put there. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the Lord sent an angel with snowy white wings down in the middle of the furnace, talking to the children about the power of the gospel. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Well, he couldn't even burn the hair on the head of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Laughing and a-talking while the fire was a-jumping round. Ha, ha, ho! Meshach, Abednego. Now old Nebuchadnezzar called Hador when he saw power of the Lord. And they had a big time in the house of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Oh, Abednego.
Fantastic job, Peg Springman. One of my very favorite singers, gospel singers in this whole wide world. Oh, he's singing praises unto the Lord in heaven now. Amen?
Amen.
And see, those of us that are saved, we never die. All right?
Amen.
God is not the God of the dead. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the living. They're alive. Amen?
Amen.
And everyone that loves the Lord and keeps his commandments and doesn't fall into the pitfalls of the things in this world of the Antichrist regime from Rome and the government, world government, and also it's all the different media that we see exalting these supposed to be golden idols. We don't bow down to it because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel are our examples. It's the stand that we have to make in the spiritual realm. I want Sharon to read just a little bit. You know, some people say, well, you're legalistic. I want her to read from the very last book in the Bible, the New Testament, telling people that the Lord doesn't find even some of these people that have done so much. And he says, I have not found your works perfect yet. Amen?
Amen.
And he said, so therefore we must be perfect to enter the kingdom of heaven. And there's all these false prophets that have bowed down to the Antichrist that tell you, no one can be perfect. Why do you think that God would tell you to be perfect if you couldn't? What a cruel God that would be. But God is not cruel. He's warning you, you must be born again of the Spirit and water, and you must be perfect. Okay, and there's a way to do that. And if you listen, keep listening to my broadcast, you'll see that you'll feel your spirit start shaping up, and you'll feel yourself becoming more and more perfect. It doesn't happen overnight, but if you the Lord sees you striving, and the Bible says, well, you're not to strive for anything but perfection. Amen?
Amen.
So you'll see, read from chapter 2 in Revelation, please.
Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand.
And that's the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks.
That's the seven churches. Okay, then what?
I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience.
So God says, I know your works and your labor and your patience. I know all that. I know everything. I know every thought that you have. And I know when you're, because of the fact that you like to sin, that you're receiving all the different things from these different false prophets. But this is me talking now. I'm not a false prophet, Jesus is saying. I am the one that created the heavens and the earth, the fullness thereof, and I'm also the Savior. And I'm the one that purchased you with my blood. And listen to me, not some humanoid, not some human, all right? So go ahead.
And how thou canst not bear them which are evil.
You cannot bear the people that are evil. Well, what is evil? Evil are those that they don't pay any attention to the Word of God. And the Lord says, you're evil if you don't receive what I say. He says, my sheep hear my words, and they won't follow anybody else, especially the Antichrist, the evil one, the one that's doing all the evil things in this world today. I'm not following them, okay?
Amen.
Shoot me if you will. Kill me, you stinking weasel. But I follow the Lord. Okay, and if you're going to be perfect, you're going to follow the Lord yourself. If you're going to get into the heaven and escape hell and the lake of fire, you're going to be perfect. You're going to follow the Lord. Okay, then what does the Lord say?
And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles. And
now, I have tried you weasels that are supposed to be preachers that say you're apostles, and you're not. You're a bunch of liars. Okay? And I found you out because I know the Lord. Keep going.
and hast found them liars.
Yes, I have found you liars. And anyone thinks that you can just make a few mistakes because you say so many words, that you can make a few mistakes because you're on TV every day. That's very important for you to be on TV so you can keep the money drive going. Well, some people say that, why does Tony Alamo say that we shouldn't be driving for money? Not if it's to pay for false doctrine, and not if it's to pay for you to be on the air with saying the opposite of what the Lord says. You say nobody can be perfect, and you're a liar. I know now that you're not apostles because you say that we can't be perfect, and Jesus says we can and that we must. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, read the last line again.
I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience.
This
and
is
how
Jesus
thou,
talking. And then he says, and how I you hate what?
How thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars.
Yeah, I found them liars because I know the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord says we have to be perfect and that you can be perfect. And you're saying you can't. And so you're a liar. Amen?
Amen.
Every one of you that say that. Okay, then what?
And hast borne and hast patience.
So I've had I kept carrying the gospel, and I've been patient. And then what?
And for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted.
Yeah, I've labored, and I've labored against these people, and they've made up stories about me, and they will not. They've thrown me in prison on false charges. I've been in jail many times for distributing true gospel literature, because the world and these worldly people that call themselves preachers hate the gospel, and so they actually assist the Antichrist in putting people into prison and to take away their privileges, take away their buildings and their churches and their ability to be able to even cook meals in their church. Then go ahead.
Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee.
So against me, Lord? You've got something against me? That's what he's saying to some Christians. Amen?
Amen.
No, you know, maybe not me, but people, and it could be me, but because he says, I hate evil and all these different things. No, what is it that he has against me?
Because thou hast left thy first love.
You've left your first love. You've left off from winning souls. But thank God I haven't. I'm on the air, folks, okay? And I got people out on the streets, and I take when money comes in here, when we earn it, and when anyone tithes and gives offerings, we put it out on the streets. We go out and preach the gospel. And, you know, this big choir that you hear that Sue and I won to the Lord, we don't, like other radio broadcasts or TV broadcasts, pay. We never paid for those people, hired people to do that in the old days. Because what we did is we won those souls to the Lord, and they were singers, and they were musicians, and they all wanted to glorify the Lord by playing songs for them and singing in the choir and everything. And so you're paying for them. I know that. Those souls that are in your choirs, you never won those people to the Lord. You're not apostles, all right? You're teaching things that are not really pertaining to the hour that we're living in. We're living in the last days, the last hours of time. And you need to be telling them about who the Antichrist is, but you're too cowardly to do so. You're afraid to put the mark on the Vatican and the world government, and also because the media, because you're afraid they'll take you off the air. You're fearful, and you're unbelieving, and so therefore you don't preach the truth. You preach lies. And the Lord's going to, you know, I'm not trying to embarrass you. If it embarrasses you or offends you, that's just too bad, because I offend you then with the Word of God. It's not me. It's the Word of God that's offensive to you. And the Lord says, so you hate me. The Bible says you're angry with me. Well, you can be angry, but not, you can't be angry at God's word. He says, be angry. Be angry at the devil, but don't be angry at my word, the Lord says. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so continue reading, please.
Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen.
Yeah, remember the pit that you were dug out of. Remember, go back a few years when you didn't know anything about the Lord. I realized, you know, when I all through my life, no one ever told me the depths of the Lord. Nobody ever preached to me to where it convicted me of sin. Everybody was saying, you know, you can sin, past, present, and future. You liars! The Lord says that he'll blot your name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. Well, you're sealed in, you say. The Bible means when you're sealed in, that's when you are walking in the Holy Spirit. But if you decide to look back at the world like Lot's wife and give up your salvation and start going the other direction, you're lost. You've broken the seal. You've busted out. Okay, so you're liars. You're not more apostles than the devil is. As a matter of fact, you masquerade. You say you're a Christian, and you're bombing people, and you're killing, murdering babies, and condoning the murder of babies, the first-degree murder of them. You're honoring homosexuals, and you're tearing churches to pieces. You say that the things that the Lord says are legal, that they're illegal, and the things of this world are legal, and they're not legal at all. They're sin. You people are the preachers of sin. All right, let's keep reading here.
And repent and do the first works.
So, you know, you lost your first love. So remember the pit you were dug out of. Remember how you couldn't hear the word of God. There wasn't any preaching of the word of God in the world. But now you're hearing the truth. And in order to be perfect, you must receive all the truth, not just part of it. Okay, so what else?
Or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place.
Well, he'll remove your church out of its place. In other words, you won't have a church anymore. This is the Lord threatening you people that think you have a church, and yet you're believing the Antichrist. Okay, then what?
And will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent.
So, in other words, you're all these things, you're doing good, but I have one thing against you, and that's because you've lost your first love. You don't feel that it's necessary to build the church of God, to appropriate his bride, to win souls to the glory of God. You've given up. You know what you are? What 2 Thessalonians calls the great falling away. You've joined the Antichrist. You've allowed Satan to move into the temple. Now, you all think that that's... you're trying to preach that it's a temple that's going to be built by man's hands. But the Bible says that Satan moves into the temple of God. Know you not that you're the temple of God? Because of your being a sluggard, because of you not that you've fallen away from your first love, which is supposed to be God, Christ, and the truth, the word of God, the Lord says he'll come upon you quickly and remove you.
Amen.
Your rotten church, corrupt church, filthy church, and it's all because of fear of reprisal of what Satan will do to you, stinking phony. Alright, I don't care. They can come in and destroy, they can't destroy the church because the cat is out of the bag, so to speak. I've written so many pieces of literature, and there's like literally thousands of messages that I've preached, and they're all the same. They all remain the same. And so if I'm gone, my tracks, the literature that I've written, and the tracks, the tapes that I've done, and the CDs, they're going to go on forever. You idiots. And what are you doing? The whole world population knows that you're liars. And it's for sure if they know it, God knows it, all right? Yeah. So he's going to come upon you, he says, and take your candlestick out. He's going to take you out. If you think you can sin, well, this day says, I don't find your ways perfect. Read on.
But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
Okay, yes, the Nicolaitans is a code word in the Bible for the Catholics, the Roman Catholics. You don't hate them, but you hate their deeds. They're murdering, and they're condoning that there's no Bible to be preached in school or taught in school, and you're condoning, you're committing fornication with them, the people that are not of the Lord. But one thing that you do have is that you hate the deeds of the Antichrist, the Nicolaitans, okay? That's a code word for the Roman Catholic regime, Satan's people, the one world government, and the media, this Antichrist. They're against the word of God, against Christ. They mock it. Okay, then what?
Which I also hate.
Which God also hates. Jesus also hates that cult, its government, and the people in the media. Okay, so if you love the Lord and you don't want God to hate you, then the smart thing to do is to get out of there. Amen?
Amen.
God, if I knew God hated me because I was doing something and I knew it was wrong because Jesus says so and he's the truth, I'd get out of there. You'd have to be the world's biggest dummy to stay in there, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Well, don't think you're so smart then, you people out there that don't know the Lord. You're not smart, you're a dummy. And worse than that, you're a demon dummy. Demon-possessed dummy. Now what's next?
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith.
Now, if you've got a spiritual ear, listen to what the Spirit says, not what the stinking Antichrist says. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life.
Yeah, if you overcome, well, then I'll reveal the word of God to you. Jesus is the tree of life, and he's the word of God. I'll let you understand the words of God. You won't be blind any longer. You'll be able to receive light and life. Okay? The light of the world is Jesus, and he is the life, the resurrection, and your life if you accept him. All right? If you overcome. And all you backslidden people that the great falling away, you've become part of the Antichrist, if you still are not totally blind and dead to the Word of God, then repent immediately and get back. Get back! These words are the Lord talking to you. Okay, then what?
To eat of the tree of life which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews.
Yeah,
and are
I
not.
Know the blasphemy of those that say they're Christians, because we're all spiritual Jews. Those of us that are born again of the Spirit, we're spiritual Jews. And if we're Jews, we were born Jews, and then we become spiritual Jews. That means we're completed Jews, all right? And I know the blasphemy of those that say they are Jews, and they are not. I know the blasphemy of those that say they're Christians, and they are not Christians. They're Roman, satanic, antichrist, fatherless children, which the Lord says, he defines that word, fatherless child, as a bastard. Amen?
Amen.
So they're, according to Jesus, bastards. And you're going to get offended at Jesus' words? You better not be offended at him, okay? Because then he's going to be offended at you before his Father and the holy angels in heaven. Okay, then what? You're not hurting Jesus, you idiot. How are you hurting Jesus? He's got it made, amen? He's in charge. You're hurting yourself. It's like wringing your nose. Why do you not expect that it's going to bleed? It's like putting darts through your own soul. Why do you think it'll go to heaven? It won't. It'll go to hell in the lake of fire. Then what?
I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
See? Those of you that say you can't be perfect, you're the synagogue of Satan. And you're saying you're Christians? Don't say you're a Christian unless you're walking in the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Because if you don't walk in the Spirit, then there's no chance for you. You know, there's a difference between the Holy Spirit and man's spirit. Having realized how the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in believers at new birth, that is, after the Spirit has been made alive, your spirit, which was dead, becomes alive, then you become a born-again Christian. Your spirit was dead because of the Adamic sin. Therefore, everyone has Adam sin on their souls, and it has to be removed. And you need to take advantage of the open door that the Lord gives you to receive a new spirit. In other words, the new birth. Your body was born once, but it has to be born again. Your spirit, the spirit in that body, has to be born again, because the new birth, when that happens, the spirit is made alive, because if you have faith in what God says rather than the Antichrist. And the Spirit of God is able to dwell in the new spirit that's been made alive, your new spirit that's been made alive in your body. So the next thing that people need to observe is exactly where God does dwell. Where does God dwell? Is he going to dwell in some new made building in Israel? No. He dwells in our spirits. Amen? Yeah. When we become converted. By doing this, it is my hope that you shall know much better God's operation within us. Quote, do you not know that you are God's temple? Not made by some hand. The devil's not going to enter into some building. He's already in all the buildings in the world. Amen?
Amen.
Even really true churches, Satan is in there trying to unconvert people's souls by discouragement and all other things. But know you not that you are God's temple? God's Spirit dwells in you. Now, if you turn around, this is 1 Corinthians 3:16. The Apostle Paul implies here that the Holy Spirit dwells in us, as God did also in the temple of old, in the Old Testament, a man-made one. But see, we're living in the New Testament now, and God says that, Jesus says that, Paul says that, Peter says, all the disciples, and I say that you are to be the temple of God. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord's supposed to live in you through the entire temple. So the entire temple symbolizes the place of God's presence and serves as a general picture of God's habitation. It is nevertheless in the Holy of Holies, where God actually dwells, in the holy place. And the outer court, standing for those spheres of divine activity, which are in accordance with God's presence in the holiest. So, we have a body, we have a soul, and we have a spirit. And the Lord gives us, we have our old spirit, which is dead because of sin. And then we come to the Lord for life, and he gives us a new spirit. And then after we receive the new spirit, he enters into our spirit and lives there. And that is the holiest place. And when our spirit is nurtured and made more powerful by receiving more and more of the Word of God, then our spirit becomes more powerful than our soul and our body. And then we are able, the Lord wants us to receive so much of his word that his spirit within our spirit overwhelms the soul and the body, and so that our souls become converted, because he said he came into the world to save souls. Amen?
Amen.
So our souls cannot be saved unless our spirit becomes so powerful from the word and from obedience to the Lord that it overcomes, overshadows, overtakes the soul and the body, to where the body begins doing the things that the spirit, and now the soul begins to agree with. The spirit, the soul, and the body have to agree with the spirit of God that's in the spirit. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, everybody's nodding their heads. And then God is dwelling completely in the holiest place. Because there's no way that the soul and the body are going to do what God wants them to do unless God is built up in your spirit to the point to where he overwhelms the soul and the body. When you see people going about doing the Father's business, there's some people that go downtown witnessing and testifying, and all of a sudden they see things on the street that draw that wake up their soul again and wake up their spirit unto death again, and they just walk away from the gospel. And the spirit that was in them before, the evil spirit that was in them before, takes seven more spirits worse than the one that was originally cast out of them when the Lord saved their spirit, gave them the new spirit, and dwelled in their new spirit. And everything that they've done is totally lost. Everything that they have done for the Lord, they might have been around for 4 or 5 years, and then they decided to take a walk. And they think it's going to be a walk in the park, but it's not. It's seven more demons, worse than the one that was first cast out. Do you remember the pit you were dug out of, and do you remember how hard it was for you to get saved, to believe the truth? Well, it'd be seven times harder, and it would be impossible to restore you to repentance again, according to the word of God. Now, we're going to go back to the... Now, the Bible states that there's a lot of souls that fall away from the Lord just before the Lord comes back to earth again. That has happened. That's the last sign of the Lord coming back to earth again, when you see this big falling away. And what it is, they're going to churches, but they're going to churches that preach the false doctrine. They're going into fallen away churches, and they look huge. Always there'll be more people following a lie than they do the truth. Remember Noah and his family, that's only 8 people, and all the rest of them went to hell. They were the Lord destroyed them because they were so wicked. Amen?
Amen?
Well, that's the way it is today. So you have to remember that people are waiting for this new temple to be built in Jerusalem, and they think that the Antichrist is going to move in there. He's already there. Amen?
Amen?
I mean, that has nothing to do with what the scripture in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 says. You're the temple of the Lord, and the devil is entering into a lot of former Christians, and their names are being blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life on a daily basis. And they're saying that Satan is God because they're agreeing with the Antichrist doctrine of the Roman Catholic cult, which is powered by that great red dragon, the devil, the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
That great red dragon. And this is their world government. And you can tell it's the devil's government because everything that they're doing is exactly the opposite of what God says to do. Amen?
Amen.
So they've got you coming and going. And they got you so busy keeping your mind concentrated on the things of this world rather than on the things of the kingdom of heaven. And that's why you don't know the Lord. And if you knew him before, that's why you're blind now. And you don't seem to be able to find your way, so make sure that you stay tuned to my broadcast, because I've found the way.
Amen.
I found the answer.
Amen.
I learn to pray. Amen.
Amen.
And to keep my mind stayed upon the Lord, I found the answer. I learned to pray. You know, if you realize that that's the answer, pray to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Not to the Pope. He's just a funny looking little man, and it's going to, it's a pinky, you know. He's not going to do anything for you but to send your soul to hell. Okay, let's continue reading here.
Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried.
Right. We're going to go through trials and tribulations, and all the world is going to mock at us when they see them marching us back and forth on television and in the radio. They did me. They used to love to just march me around. And on a false charges, they had to gather a whole bunch of false witnesses together to railroad me on a tax charge when we were tax exempt. And the prosecuting attorney in Memphis hid the books. Do you remember what his name was? Belcher. Do you remember his first name?
Chris.
Chris Belcher. And do you remember the judge's name?
McCullough.
Judge McCullough. They were in on it together. They were in cahoots together. And I'm not the only one they're doing that there to. They're doing it to anyone that is effective in the gospel field, preaching the gospel. McCullough, a Catholic, nominated, given his judgeship by President Bush. Bush picked up the phone, the old man, and told him, get Tony. Get him. He called the IRS and told him to get Tony. I don't care what you have to do. Get false witnesses. Pull people out of prison. Give them amnesty if they'll just testify falsely against them. And that's what they're doing with Buster over here in Texarkana. Get Buster, because he's going to Tony's church. They went up to him and told him, this will all go away, Buster, if you just stay out of his church and if you'll testify falsely against Tony. And Buster is steadfast, and that's what's driving them crazy. They didn't realize how strong of a Christian Buster was. He says, I'll take a bullet before I'll go their way. Praise the Lord for Buster, amen?
Amen.
And praise the Lord for people like Buster and myself that will tell you the truth no matter what happens.
Amen.
And if you're fearful and unbelieving, the Bible says that all those that are fearful and unbelieving are going to go into the lake of fire. Is that what you want for yourself? I pray not.
Amen.
Okay, continue reading, Sharon.
The devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
Yeah, see, Jesus was faithful unto death, and he rose from the dead. And now he sits far above powers and principalities, way up in the highest heaven, and he's in charge of everything, and he lives again in us. Amen?
Amen.
And that's what they hate, is that the Spirit of the Lord is dwelling in us. All right, keep going.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Right, those of you that have a spiritual ear, listen. Make sure you do, because this is your very life. Then what?
He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death.
All right, now, let's go to very quickly to chapter 3 of Revelation.
And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God, and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest, and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain.
Now he's talking about you churches out there that you have a name, that you're alive, but really you're dead. Okay, then he says you better strengthen anything that remains in you. Get back to the Lord. He's being merciful by telling you this. Okay, and then what?
Strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God.
What? You mean to say we have to be perfect? The Lord says, I have not found your works to be perfect. I haven't found you perfect. Well, but what all about the Joyce Meyer and just Charles Stanley and all these phonies? They say, you know, nobody's perfect. Well, they're not, and so they want you to not be. Okay, because they're part of the Antichrist regime. And anybody that says nobody's perfect, they're liars. because Jesus was perfect, that Paul was perfect, everyone that walks in the Spirit is perfect. Read that line again.
For I have not found thy works perfect before God.
Oh my. And you think that you don't have to be perfect? These people are saying that so that you relax. You have to be on guard. Then what?
Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent.
Why repent? Because repent to be perfect. Amen?
Amen.
Because if you're not perfect, you're not going into heaven. And there's only one. There's no other alternative. The alternative is that you go to hell in the lake of fire. You want to gamble with your soul and believe all these phony supposed to be Christians? They're not Christians. They're of the synagogue of Satan. They say they're Christians and they're liars. And I found them to be liars because they're not preaching the true word of God. They're preaching cotton candy and have a good, learn how to live everyday life. Enjoy everyday life with Joyce Myers. I reject her. You know, I just reject her. I receive the Lord, but I reject her.
Amen.
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 She's not my Lord. Then what?
If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee.
Well, I'll come upon you. What was this, a threat? Is that a threat?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
If you're not going to be perfect, I'm going to come on you. And when you least expect it, you could be going and being very careful about crossing the street. You say, I'm going to make it across the street. And then the Spirit comes right out of you because the Lord pulls it out. You didn't expect. So be perfect. Amen. This is warnings from the Lord. Then what?
Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
They haven't defiled their garments because they believe that if they did, they'd go to hell in the lake of fire. Any sin, there cannot be one blot, stain, or blemish on your soul. You must be holy, dressed in pure white linen, which means totally without sin, without any blame whatsoever to get into the kingdom of heaven. Do you think that God is going to let sin? He's destroying the whole world because of sin. He allowed his only begotten Son to be destroyed because of sin. And to give you a second chance to not believe the devil. Okay, the devil told Eve that there was no worry about going to hell, thou shalt not surely die. Eat, because if you eat, you'll be like God. So you people are all like gods, you think, that you can just do your own thing and live according to the way that you see the world is going. It's full of sin, Satan, and the flesh. And you're wrong! And the people that are telling you these things are liars. Listen to the truth. Pick up the Bible and see if what I'm reading to you, what Sharon's reading to you this evening, if it's the truth. Okay, continue on.
He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment.
See, in white raiment, every sin that's on your soul is like a black spot. It's like black smudge. Like sin on your soul. And there's, if you think we have metal detectors to detect people that have metal on them before they get on an airplane, just think how God has a smudge detector to where if there's any sin or filth or corruption on your soul, where you're not going into heaven. He says, why are you not dressed for the marriage supper of the Lamb? What are you doing in here? I don't see any white linen on you. You're a weasel. And then the Lord commands the angels to take that person and yank them out of their seat and cast them down into hell. Amen?
Amen.
This is the real Bible. Amen?
Amen.
You want to believe in something else than what God said? You have to be perfect. You know, you must make yourself. Or you have to make yourself be perfect. You can drink booze or you can abstain from it. You can take narcotics and drugs, or you can say no. Amen?
Amen.
You can go out and fornicate and commit adultery. Anybody can do that if they're crazy. And then you can say no to that as well. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, well, we're going to just leave it right now. We've got a couple of testimonies for you to hear. Okay, Michelle, read them. Where's the first one from?
From Los Angeles, California.
Okay.
Beloved Pastor Tony and family, I give thanks very much to God and give him glory with all of the strength of my heart for raising up a man such as yourself, a man who is valiant to preach the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in a very powerful way. I know that a lot of people do not like the truth to be told to them. I really admire you because in one of the pieces of your literature, you say you would rather be in trouble with man than God for telling them the truth to their very faces. Pastor Tony, please allow me to say that my wife and I really love you very much. We have been fasting and praying for you, your family, and ministry that God has given you. I am praying that the Lord will bless you by adding many more fruitful years to your life, because honestly, there isn't a man like you around. I really admire your great ministry, countless truth-telling literature, and especially the Messiah book that the Lord inspired you to write.
Don't you know that the President and the Pope get so angry when they hear this? They're so jealous of me because they know I'm of the Lord and that they are not. So, just put, nah to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've paid the price. I've gone through it. I'm saved. I went to prison. And I didn't know whether they were going to put me in front of a firing squad or not, but I would have, and I still will. Okay? I know my life is in jeopardy every day, but what do I care when I know that my soul's going to heaven? Amen?
Amen.
So, eat your hearts out, you creeps. Okay, then what?
We also want to thank you so very much for having blessed us with screens and a ventilator in our apartment. We feel the difference. Thank God for you. In my next letter, I would like to tell you how we came to find a piece of your literature and how God used your ministry to change our son, Ivan. There is a tremendous change in him that we have seen with our very own eyes, even beyond what we could possibly put into words.
They love the change in him. The world says that we brainwashed him, but the parents love the change that's in him.
Amen.
Amen. I didn't brainwash him. He just received the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. That's all I do is preach the Word of God. And so it's good that the people in this world, that their brains would be washed. Amen.
Amen.
All of you ought to be brainwashed. Amen.
Amen.
You ought to be. Right? Because if you're not, you're not going to heaven. You're going to be in hell screaming your heads off. Then what?
Praise the Lord, Carlos and Marta from Los Angeles,
California. Praise the Lord. You have another one. Where's that from?
From Uganda, Africa.
Okay.
Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, I am so thankful to God for your so dear program on the radio. Indeed, the Word of God now can be heard to another deeper understanding. I personally have accepted Jesus as my personal Savior through your radio program, and I would rather lose all other than lose the Word of God within myself. I must live to do the Word of God, not my own will. Please don't stop sending us your message, be it on radio or by correspondence. May the dearest God be with you. Signed, N. Damali from Lugazi, Uganda, Africa.
Praise the Lord. Answering truly to this type or figure or symbol, God's Spirit dwells now in our spirit if you have your spirit changed. So this, your spirit, the anti-type in our time of the Holy of Holies. What I mean by the anti-type is, we've got the Holy Spirit used to dwell in the old temple in the Bible. And now he dwells in us. Amen?
Amen.
It's the same thing. Okay, this is the time now of the Holy of Holies where the Holy of Holies is in us, and he dwells in our spirit. That's been made alive. Our spirit has been made alive, and he dwells in our spirit that has been made alive. If your spirit is not alive, and even if it's been made alive and you won't let him dwell in you, it won't do you any good. You must let him live in you and work in you and through you. He will not dwell in our dead spirit. You must be born again. Your spirit is dead because of the Adamic sin and the sin that you've committed. And so he will not dwell in our dead spirit. So our spirits must be made alive, and then he'll dwell in there. It has to first be made alive, though. The dweller and his dwelling must share the same thing, the same character. Amen. We must have the same character. Only man's regenerated spirit, and not the mind, emotion, or volition of his soul, and not his body either, is fit to be God's dwelling place. The Holy Spirit is both a builder and a dweller. He builds. He first gives us the new spirit, and he builds himself in. He enters. He's a dweller, and he begins building in us. And we're working on the building when we're preaching to you and teaching you. The Lord cannot dwell where he has not built. The Lord has to build you into his temple. You are the temple of God. Amen?
Amen.
He's not going to dwell where he has not built. He builds to dwell, and dwells only in what he has built. The holy anointing oil may not be poured out on the flesh. He says he would pour out his spirit on all flesh, but he's talking about the spirit that's in the flesh, not the flesh per se. The holy anointing oil may not be poured on the flesh. The flesh will not follow the Holy Spirit. It must be the new spirit that's inside the soul that the Lord will live in and give you the power to follow him. Now I see my time is up, and we'll continue on tomorrow, so make sure you tune in for another powerful message from the Lord. These are messages from the Lord, folks.
Amen.
Okay, so those of you that want to have not the spirit enter your flesh, but enter your spirit, those of you that would like to have not a new body, but to have a new spirit, that the Lord says, he doesn't promise he can give you a new body, right? Only after you continue till the end. But he'll give you a new spirit right now, and then he'll enter into that new spirit if you'll just say this prayer to him. This is the beginning of it. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart. I open up my spirit, and I invite you, Lord, give me a new spirit and enter into that spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. You will save my spirit so that my soul can be saved. You will give me the new spirit and dwell there and give me the power to overcome. Lord, I ask that you do these things. You won't turn me away. You said that all that come unto you, that you will never turn away. You will save. Therefore, I know you've heard me and answered me, and I know that I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Praise the Lord now, and thank him, and give him all the glory, and share and tell him how to receive a copy of this program, number 451.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony. We'll make sure to tune in tomorrow for program number 452. You've just heard 451. And let the Lord ride on in you, okay? He wants to ride in your spirit and change your whole spirit, your soul, and your body to where you're totally redeemed. And here's Fake Springman to sing for you this song that I love called Ride On, King Jesus.
Man can hinder me. Ride on, King Jesus. No man can hinder me. I was but young when I began. No man can hinder me. Rides a milk white horse. No man.